Good morning, Robert. How are you going?
Very well, thanks. So plenty happening around this time of year, which is just wonderful. The city and the whole area is just, it's a real buzz, isn't it?
Absolutely. Lots of people about, lots of community getting out now that we can, and lots of visitors coming to town as well, so it's fantastic.
Yeah. So one of the big things is the Bendigo Rotary Christmas Carols coming up this Sunday night in Rosie Park.
Yeah, great to see it back. We missed out on having having this last year, so it's a great event for the whole community, a very fun family event, perfect way to start Christmas celebrations. So 6.30 till 10.30 in Roslyn Park on Sunday night, gold coin entry. The Rotary Club do a great job of putting this on, and I understand there'll be a visit from a man in a big red suit, Robbo, so great for the kids as well. It's a big Bendigo tradition, this one, so we'd love to see lots of people come out and really enjoy themselves on Sunday night.
The only disappointment is that you get to miss my voice because I actually have to be at the Bendigo Spirit game as well, supporting our local WNBL team, but so you don't have my marvellous tenor in the background.
I'm sure you'll be there in spirit.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I'll do the funny stuff, Craig, okay?
Okay.
Now, Christmas, love your local campaign to support local businesses. Certainly the few times I've been out and about, it looks like people are out and supporting our local, which is great to see.
Yeah, we've been probably pushing this a fair bit over the last year or two, really, but more importantly, now that all businesses are open and trading, to make sure that if you're buying your Christmas presents, getting out there for the festive season, support local businesses as best you possibly can. They've done it hard over the last couple of years, so they are really looking forward to a strong Christmas trading season. There's a lot of value in shopping locally. There's evidence to suggest that if you spend $100 in a local business, almost $70 of that stays in the local community, whereas if you buy something online from a shop outside of Bendigo, only $3 ends up staying here. So it's a really good economic driver. It supports local jobs and our local people. So really encourage all the community to if you've got a few remaining presents to grab, to get out there and do it in a local environment.
Indeed. Now, the city seeking feedback on the draft cultural diversity and inclusion plan.
Yeah, this is our second plan. So we did one from 2016 to 2019, and then we've done a report card that actually says, well, what did we actually achieve? And that's been presented back to community groups and with the view of then evaluating the report findings and developing up a new plan, which is 21 to 25. We've now developed that plan. It's available for community feedback. There's seven key areas to look at: leadership, social and cultural inclusion, economic development, learning and skills development, civic participation, spaces and places, and health and wellbeing. So it's a really significant piece of work. We're now asking the broader community to provide their feedback on the cultural diversity and inclusion plan up until January 28th. So Let's Talk Webs on our website. If you want to go and have a little read and provide us with your feedback, that'd be very much appreciated.
No worries. Well, last Sunday afternoon, I had the pleasure of just strolling around Roslyn Park. It's just a beautiful park, and it's fantastic that it's retained its prestigious green flag for the fourth year.
Yeah, we're very proud of Roslyn Park. We're very proud that the people that designed Greater Bendigo itself put a park in the middle of town. And we've got a responsibility as council to make sure it's the best park we can make it. We applied for green flag status 4 years ago and were awarded that, and we've been able to continue that. So this is our fourth green flag award. It's an annual recognition. This is an international recognition. We're the only green flag green space in Victoria, and there's seven in Australia. So we're really proud to be in that league, and it's great that our staff are really proud of what they do in there and take a lot of pride in making sure that it's a space available for everyone. So quality spaces, you know, carols on Sunday night. So it's just a great place, great space for everyone. So it's fantastic.
Certainly is, that's for sure. No, well done to all. And finally, now we talked to Andrew Walker on the show earlier in the week from the Salvos, and actually on our website under that interview is a list of all of the places that residents, if they're in need of food, if they are lonely, if they're isolated, they can go to celebrate a community Christmas meal.
exactly. Not everyone has the opportunity to meet with family and friends over Christmas, and they feel isolated and unable to meet and catch up with people. So for anyone that's feeling that way, that is alone and feeling isolated, there are community Christmas meals available. As you said, they're available on the website. A number of different ones offered this year, so there's a bit of a choice. You do have to book to make sure that the community groups that are organising these can, you know, get their catering and all that sort of sorted. But great opportunity for the people that haven't got family and friends around them to come and join together and celebrate Christmas.
Yeah. Well, Craig, that brings us to the end of another year. Can't believe it. I'm off until the 10th of January, so that week we'll commence chatting again. But to you and yours, thanks for all of your help and support of you and the City of Greater Bendigo to Gold Centre Victoria. And we wish you and yours a very, very happy and safe Christmas and New Year.
Thank you, Robbo, and I wish all the listeners out there a Merry Christmas and stay safe. Look forward to sharing what's happening in Greater Bendigo in 2022 with you all. And thank you, Robbo. This is a weekly opportunity for us to talk. We really appreciate the fact that you, along with other local governments in the area, you can spread our message out there and enable our community to understand what's going on. So we really appreciate the role that you play in this as well. So, and you have a Merry Christmas as well.
Thank you very much, Craig. All the best.
See you next year.